In Ireland, nothing gets us talking like lions.
Tea?
Small talk.
Well, Jimmy, shocking weather we're having.
Big talk.
Even I could have played county. Office talk.
I'm MIA in the AM, but I'll circle back on the KPIs.
Real talk.
Milk before tea? Should be a criminal offence.
You could say we talk too much.
But the truth is,
we don't talk nearly enough. Lions. Puts the talk into tea.
98FM. All day. Big breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
And shall we go for it? We have some very, very exciting news for fans of Celine Dion. Her comeback has expanded.
Yes.
Yeah, so she has added more dates at the La Défense Arena in Paris. She's going to be playing a couple this September and October.
Yeah, is she doing like a Wednesday and a Saturday, I think? She's doing,
two a week.
Yeah, but nicely spread out.
Lovely hours.
Yeah, fabulous.
Yeah. Well, she's now going to be playing 10 extra shows at that arena in May 2027.
Do you think we might try and get tickets for May 2027?
I would love to go. So she's going to be there on May 8th, 12th, 14th to 15th.
Oh,
19th.
Two in a row.
Then the 21st and 22nd.
Two in a row.
Then the 26th.
Yep.
And then the 28th and 29th.
Okay, right.
So she's kind of changing up the routine now for next May.
Yeah. I think, along with a lot of other people, I initially tried to, I don't know, was it sign up for pre-sale or register or something, my interest, months ago when she first announced, and there was like a little man graphic on the thing, and the man didn't move.
My man didn't go anywhere.
No,
either.
My man didn't go anywhere.
No, well, what's happening now is that a select number of fans who previously registered for the pre-sale when the original dates were announced, like yourself and myself back in March, they are going to be given access to a dedicated sales window.
Okay.
So I think if you've registered before, you might get an email now to say that you are eligible for access to tickets to see Celine in May.
That's fair enough. They tried first. They should get them first.
This is it, but what happens with us?
What about us? Yeah.
What about us? So that's very, very exciting for Celine. It's so amazing to see her make a comeback. And also last week we were saying that Celine's, I think, nephew and brother are working on a TV adaptation. It's a TV drama about Celine's early life.
Yeah, I would love to see that. I saw different videos from Mighty Hoopla over the weekend, and there was like a knockoff Celine Dion singing Alexandra Burke. I was like, this is the crossover of my dreams.
What more could you want?
What more could you want? It was like a fever dream. A few minutes ago, we were talking about songs released this week over years gone by. We spoke about this one from the year 2000. Mary Mary with Shackles, to which Rebecca gave us a little education about where the band got their name.
And they were both called Mary.
Is that why they're called Mary Marys? Is that actually why they're called Mary Marys?
I think so.
Really?
Or else I've made that up in my head.
No, that's
brilliant. They were like, we don't know what to call this group. And they were like, well, your name's Mary. And my name's Mary. So let's just call us Mary Mary.
I have an update for you.
Oh gosh,
I've googled Mary Mary. Mary Mary is an American female gospel music duo composed of sisters.
Okay, now when you said sisters, I'm thinking maybe if I was a parent, I probably wouldn't give my child to my two children the same name.
Erica Atkins Campbell and Tina Atkins Campbell.
Tina doesn't have the same ring to it, does it?
There's no Mary Mary there. I don't know where. I actually don't know where the name came from.
Well, you're going to have to investigate that.
I will investigate. Yeah, Erica and Tina, the members of Mary Mary. Shackles released this week 26 years ago.
It's a great
Still
tune.
A banger.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Tuesday morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Now our guest this morning is an actor best known for his roles in Derry Girls and more recently The Walsh Sisters on RTE. And now he is taking on his biggest challenge yet alongside his dad, Keith Duffy. Jay Duffy, welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning.
Jay, how are you?
I'm really good. How are you doing?
We're good. Thanks for coming in to see us so early in the morning. Talk to us about Uncharted with Ray Goggins.
Where do you even begin? look, it was one of the most amazing experiences I've had in my life, for sure. It was the most challenging thing I've done. It was the scariest thing I've done. But it's memories for a lifetime. And, you know, to get to do it with my dad alongside me made it even more special.
Yeah, I'd say so. So you went to Uganda.
This was
filmed a couple of months ago.
Yeah, we
have you recovered?
I'm still recovering, to be honest. It was, I knew it was going to be physically challenging.
Yeah.
You know, I was prepared for that. But when we got there, I realized, you know, a part of me maybe naively thought, it's TV. How dangerous could it be? Mm-hmm. You know, they'll have the set pieces set up for camera, make it dramatic. Oh my God. No, it was to put it bluntly, it was scary at times.
So explain to us, what was the challenge set to you?
So we were attempting to climb Mount Stanley, which is the largest mountain in this Rwenzori mountain range. I think it's 5,200 meters. So it's a 7-day trip. You start off going through the rainforest, then you start getting up into the glaciers. Whoa. And then eventually you hopefully summit Mount Stanley.
Okay.
Jeez. Yeah. Now, would you be scared of heights normally?
No.
Okay.
No, I was fine with that. Let me rephrase. I thought I'd be fine with the heights thing. But, you know, like when it got into up into the higher elevations and we were, you know, crossing glaciers and walking along these cliff edges less than, you know, 2 feet wide. You know,
my palms are sweating as I'm saying that.
But I kind of was like, you know, how dangerous could it be? They're going to have done their research and we'll be hooked up to safety ropes and the air support. Like, it was real. We weren't attached to any safety ropes. There was no net. There was no sat phone. It was just us and the amazing crew we had with us. Actually, one of the best crews I've ever worked with. They were incredible. And we were all in it together and it was terrifying. And if you had one little like lapse of concentration, you could have really you know, done a job on yourself.
Yeah,
so I won't lie, there was a couple of really dicey moments. But Ray was just a legend. You know, I really enjoyed getting to know him, and he really kind of kept all of our morale high and looked after us. And I was definitely surprised with how challenging it was.
Yeah. So obviously the heights would be like one major thing. What about snakes, spiders, creepy other things? Like, did you have that to deal with
your mind?
Well?
Your mind wanders, because I think on day 3 or 4, I started to really struggle with the altitude sickness the higher we went. And the biggest problem with that for me was the lack of sleep. So we're climbing for, you know, 8 to 10 hours each day at minimum. So you're exhausted, but you just can't sleep because I think your brain isn't getting enough oxygen. So you're tucked in your sleeping bag and you're just trying to allow your body to rest. And you start feeling these little kind of tickles on the back of your neck. And if you let the mind wander.
Oh my gosh, but, just sounds really intense. But
it was super intense.
I'd say you're very proud of yourself afterwards.
Look, I am. I definitely surprised myself. I felt when we finished, like, spoiler alert, we did survive. We didn't die.
I'm here.
I did feel like, you know, I feel like I can do anything now.
Okay.
As cheesy as that might sound.
Yeah.
You know?
And how did you and your dad get on? Was it stressful? You know, were you at each other, or were you there to support each other?
No, look, we're very lucky to have the relationship that we have. We're very close and we definitely had to lean on each other at times and give each other space at times.
Yeah.
All of us went through moments of, you know, it's such a weird thing when you do a challenge like this. You kind of have, most of the time you're very tired and you're a little bit grumpy, but you're trying to keep your morale high for everyone else in the group. You don't want to be the one that's the nagging Nancy and bringing the mood down. So we all kind of took turns lifting each other up. And overall, now we're lucky to have the relationship we have, as I said, and we looked after each other.
Good,
for like, sure. Well done to you both. Like, that's serious.
Just it'd test any
it
form
would
of relationship.
Test any relationship.
Yeah. We have to say a massive congratulations on the Walsh sisters.
Thank you very much,
Luke Costello. How was that whole experience?
Oh, look, man, it was such a joy. Getting to, you know, adapt Marion's work for screen. It was a little bit daunting. You know, there's a lot of very hardcore fans out there that have a specific idea of what it should be. So we felt that responsibility. And it's always kind of nice to do work that, you know, is going to be hopefully received well and means a lot to people.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, we had an amazing cast and crew. I love all the girls, and hopefully we get to do it again.
Yeah, you know? I was going to say, are there plans for another season?
I definitely think there's plans.
Yeah.
I would love to see it happen. I think it will happen. Mm-hmm. I'm not too sure yet, but yeah, we'll see.
Fingers
watch
crossed.
That space.
Yeah. Hopefully.
And what else are you working on at the moment that you are able to tell us about?
Well, that's the thing. I'm doing something. I go back to work at the end of July, and it's shooting here.
Mm.
I'm just not allowed to say what it is. But yeah, that
would you say if it's like a series or a movie?
It's a series.
Yeah. Is it Line of Duty? We know they're filming in Belfast at the moment. It's our favourite show. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Some Ben Coppers. Yeah. That would be fun. No,
okay, you survived that interrogation.
Jay, we can't wait to see you and your head for heights. Uncharted with Ray Goggins.
I hope you enjoy watching me in series.
I'll have sweaty palms watching you tomorrow night, RTE1 9:35. Jay Duffy, thanks for coming to see us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Good morning to Alan in Steppeside, who says, my little win is I've got the office to myself for the morning. As most of my colleagues are working from home or off today, I'm blaring the radio. Alan, that's what we like to hear.
Go on,
98 FM, nice and loud. And Trish says, our little win is we got to see the Dublin Ladies Under 20 team beat Galway at the weekend.
Oh, brilliant stuff. And Deirdre is in Dublin 15.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brandon. My little win is I completed the women's mini marathon on Sunday. Very proud of myself. And now I'm off to Valencia for 10 days on the beach to look after all my aches and pains. Happy Tuesday.
Deirdre, well done.
That's the way to recover now after doing the mini marathon, isn't it?
I don't know, so
now, you were talking about the Wexford strawberries. Is it oranges in Valencia? Is it Valencia oranges?
But that rings a bell.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, a few oranges in the sun lounge and a packet of Lays. Deirdre, have a ball. Good morning to Emma.
Morning, Rebecca and Brendan. I have two little wins. The first one is on Saturday, we had a family get-together with my mom and aunties and uncles and cousins and all the gang, which we never do unless someone dies. So that was quite nice. And my second little win is I'm a school bus driver and I got to have a sleep-in this morning because I had no secondary school run because they're all off today. So wish me luck for the next 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Bringing them to and from their exams.
Emma, good for you.
Yeah, and best luck. The exams start tomorrow.
Leaving cert's always Wednesday, isn't it? Yeah, the very best luck to everybody doing their exams. Good morning to Liam as well.
Good morning. My little win is it was my son's communion on Friday and it was meant to rain. Well, it was cloudy, but it was a great day. Turned out to be lovely sun. And I took this week off and I'm on the way up to Fermanagh now on my own to do a solo hike on the Stairway to Heaven.
Oh my gosh, Liam, what a day.
The Stairway to Heaven.
What a way to spend your day off.
Yeah, it's so cool.
And so, so glad that the weather was all right for the communion.
Yeah, the communion.
Because you'd be, like, you know, you're always hoping and praying.
Yeah.
It's like on your wedding day, you're just checking the app the whole time.
It's the communion, you should be praying.
And here's Suzanne, who's in Walkinstown.
Morning. My little win is I'm up and out, dropping a heart monitor back to the doctors for 8 o'clock this morning, and there's nobody on the roads all the way Walkinstown to Sandyford. Happy days!
The little wins are so random sometimes, but so brilliant. Guys, thank you all so much for sharing yours this morning.
I hope
morning.
They found a pulse.
Deirdre, Emma, Liam, Suzanne and everyone else, we're going to send you out some IMC cinema passes.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98 FM.
Brendan, you're going to be chatting about one of my favourite subjects, Chinese takeaway.
Yes, that is on the way. Very early to be chatting about Chinese on a Tuesday morning. I was going to say Monday. First, though, a controversial bus route in Poland has just got its name back.
Oh.
The 666 route runs to a seaside resort named Hell.
Is it a highway?
Now, I think we spoke about this on the show before because a couple of years ago, the company that runs the route, it changed the number from 666 after complaints from religious conservative groups.
Oh, yes.
They kept sending in letters arguing that using 666 as a number for a place named Hell was satanic. Right? Now, Hell is spelled H-E-L. We're missing one L, right?
Uh-huh.
So, in case you don't know, the Bible identifies 666 as the number of the beast.
Ooh.
And Hell is just one L short of the English word hell.
Mm-hmm.
So in June 2023, the bus operator admitted that it has buckled to pressure from a small few to change the route's number.
Yeah.
So they dropped 666, but they replaced it with 669. Now a new operator has taken over that route and they've switched it back to 666.
Yeah.
Flixbus says the number 666 has been deliberately chosen as a marketing ploy to increase awareness of the route.
Sure, now everyone knows about it.
Exactly. If you've never been to hell, apparently it's got fab sandy beaches, ancient architecture and a seal sanctuary.
What more could you want?
Finally this morning, a fella known as Big John has broken the world record for remembering the most Chinese takeaway orders in 30 seconds.
I've seen the videos of Big John ordering food at restaurants.
He's also known as the Bosch father.
Yeah, because he says Bosch at the end.
Yeah, so he's known online for his love of all things takeaway. I hadn't seen him until this. So uploads some videos of himself reviewing Chinese takeaways, ordering. Apparently he's very good with French as well. I've seen him in Paris.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, you can slip into the French language. Big John's been described...
A bit like myself.
Oui. Big John's been described as the master of a succulent Chinese meal.
What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
So yesterday, Big John shared a video of his first world record attempt at recalling as many Chinese takeaway orders as he could in 30 seconds. So 15 was the number to beat.
Yeah.
He managed to rattle off 40 orders in 30 seconds. Shocking world record officials, the face on the man who was there to witness this.
Serious skill.
Here's a bit of John in action.
Go.
Egg fried rice, chicken fried rice, pork fried rice, special fried rice, Singapore fried rice, Singapore rice noodle, plain chow mein, chicken chow mein, pork chow mein, beef chow mein, chicken balls, prawn.
No, he just keeps going. I've had to trail him off.
Sweet and sour pork Hong Kong style, sweet and sour prawn.
I'm not giving you the full 30 seconds. It's a lot. It's like 40 in 30 seconds.
Oh, I love a vegetable fried rice as well.
Oh, yeah, vegetable fried rice. Delicious.
Yeah.
But the way he's rattling them off there, it just reminds me of Smithy and Gavin and Stacey.
What do you fancy?
Chicken boner, lamb boner, prawn boner, mushroom rice, bag of chips, keema and nine
poppadoms. I'm just going to stick it on the table, you know?
Whoa.
Right. No, we are not.
Brendan, I remember us doing a Gavin and Stacey quiz one morning on the show and I'm pretty sure you're able to say the order.
I think I might have been at the time. Big John says he's extremely proud that he didn't stutter or duplicate.
Yeah, very impressive.
That is Brendan's bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Let's get a win.
There's a new prize.
So many prizes.
98FM.
Good morning and welcome to your favourite game on the radio, the chaos that is Matchy Matchy. To win a very long list of prizes, all you've got to do is send either Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth and say the same three words as us. AI, Rebecca and Brendan are here to unveil another new prize.
Win an air fryer.
A trampoline.
A curly blow dry.
Nido.
A butcher's voucher.
A gardens trimmer.
A 150 euro fuel card.
Dry robes.
A slushy machine.
A Dublin Bay goat boat tour.
An egg chair.
Water blasters.
And guys, it's time to look your best. So we're booking you in for a hot towel shave.
Win, win, ooh, win with Matchy Matchy.
Sorry, that's so fancy.
Gosh, have a you ever had one?
I've never had a hot towel shave.
Brendan, I thought they'd be right up your street.
I think they would be.
Oh, very good. A good morning to Kelly and Camden in Watkinstown. Kelly, how are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you? We're good, thank you.
Oh, we're good as well, thanks, Kelly. It's a day off school today.
Yeah, we've a day off. Well, we've a secret to tell you. Camden's actually, he's on the Mitch today.
Kelly, you do realise you're on the radio, yeah?
I know. I hope his teacher's not listening, but he wasn't feeling well this morning, so he's off with me today.
Okay, so Camden's not feeling well.
No.
Okay.
And come here, Kelly, you are off somewhere very, very glamorous this week.
Yeah, I'm going on a hen. My best friend's hen is in Marbella.
Oh, stop. That's going to be brilliant.
Have you been to Marbella before, Kelly?
Been there a couple of years ago, yes, but it's a faint memory, so I'm looking forward to it again.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, with all the gals, that's going to be great. When you guys play along yourself in Camden, how do you normally do at Matchy Matchy?
Camden does very well. Usually he gives a prompt and you get 3 out of 3.
So oh, brilliant. Okay, right. Yeah. Well, here we go. Kelly and Camden, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
Rebecca, please.
Yay!
Rebecca,
thanks,
off
guys.
To the soundproof booth. With the guys in Walkinstown. Bam, 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 bam. Kelly, are you doing a tan before you go to Marbella?
I think I will, because it's such a short time. I don't think we'll have time for the sun.
Mm.
But I need a curly blow dry. So
a curly blow dry, right. Well, fingers crossed you can win. Are you an ultra dark kind of gal now, or what tan do you go for?
Oh, no, we'll keep it natural.
Natural, lovely, fair enough. Okay, let's get down to business. Your first word in Matchy Matchy is front.
Front. Back.
You're saying back?
Yeah.
Your second word is pepper.
Salt. Pepper, salt, you go the opposite. Yeah, salt.
Okay. And your third word is cash.
Cash. Machine.
Camden coming in with the machine. Okay, so you're saying front, back, pepper, salt, and cash machine. Kelly and Camden and Walkinstown, are we locking them in?
Yes, please.
We are locking them in. And we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. How was that for you this morning?
Lovely, a little raincoat in there this morning.
Oh, lovely. It's needed, unfortunately. But great to have. Okay, let's get you a Matchy Matchy with the guys in Walkinstown. Your first word is front.
Front. I'm going to say front garden.
Your second word is pepper.
Pepper. I'm going to say salt.
And your third word is cash.
Cash machine.
Have you got a Matchy Matchy with Kelly and Camden in Walkinstown this morning? In the words of Meatloaf, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Another 2 out of 3.
Yeah, you both said pepper, salt, and cash machine.
Yeah.
The guys went front, back.
I was torn between front, back or front garden. Guys, I'm so sorry I couldn't do it.
A close one this morning, guys. Thank you so much for listening and for playing. Camden, we hope you feel better very soon. And we're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Thanks, guys.
Kelly, enjoy Marbs.
Thanks.
See, I hope you get the curly blow dry sorted, Kelly. Have a great day. We'll do it all again tomorrow morning. Maybe you match 3 with Red this morning. If you'd like to play, we'd love to have you on. We want somebody to win all these prizes.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.